Triangle Hill in Korea was another of those terribly savage fights against an enemy which had entrenched itself into the bleak fastness. A small company of American boys, led by their colonel, was valiantly struggling to scale the blood-bespattered crest. On and on, with terrible slowness and with frightful cost. Then, just as they reached their goal, the enemy hurled a fierce, satchel-charged explosive directly at them. Among the group that now lay silent in death was the colonel. The following day, the soldiers tenderly removed his broken body, along with the others. As they silently carried him away, an infantryman turned and looked at that heroic form. A film of tears misted his eyes. As he passed a quick hand across them, he murmured, "He didn't belong to that hill. He didn't have to be there." But he was there just the same. Many were the fierce and savage battles of Triangle Hill, but none were of greater intensity than another battle on another hill. Turn your tear-moistened eyes from the hill called Triangle to the hill called Calvary. View there not the form of an army colonel slain in battle, but God's co-eternal Son. Luke 23 and 33 tells us, "When they came to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him." It can of a truth be said of him, he did not belong on that hill, but he was there just the same. Oh, why was he there as the bearer of sin? If on Jesus thy guilt was not laid, or why from his side flowed the sin-cleansing tide, if his dying thy debt has not paid? Yes, he was there for you, dying in your stead, that you might have everlasting life through him. While we were yet sinners, the Bible tells us Christ died for us. Friend of mine, the colonel died with his friends, fighting his enemies. The Lord Jesus Christ died not fighting his enemies, but for them. And friend of mine, he died alone. He died for you. He died for me. He died that you and I might have eternal life, that we might go to live with him in heaven forever. Friend of mine, if you know not your sins forgiven through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, trust him today. Be born again by the Spirit of God. Be cleansed by his precious blood. Believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Bible says you'll be saved. Thank God for those like the colonel who have died fighting the enemies of our country. But thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ who died for his enemies, that we might be with him, like him, for all eternity. May the Lord bless you today, friend, as in repentant faith you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. May the Lord bless you.